local golf, and great to have the current president and former captain of the All Golf Club, Philip Crowe, in studio. So it's hello to you, Philip, and welcome to CRY 104 FM Studios.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks for having us in. It's great to be here.
It's been a while since you've called in. You have been in here in the past.
I have. I was in with Jordan before when I was captain, and we try to keep in touch as much as possible, you know, about what's happening up at the club. So we just want to make sure that people understand we're there, we're open, we're looking for members. We want to make sure that people come up and enjoy a great facility that you all has.
Yeah, it sure is. I was up there myself last week and some of the views up there. And I was
How did you do, Barry?
Saying to you, not too bad. My claim to fame, and as I said earlier, for a non-golfing person, was a birdie on the 18th. I was playing with a good friend of mine there, Jimmy Coleman, who has been playing golf up there for a long number of years.
He's a legend. He's a legend up there already. But a birdie on the 18th, that's something a lot of people would wish for, especially in a major.
So I'll have to work on it and get up there again soon. But just in terms, look, obviously it'd be difficult times for so many organisations all over the country, Philip. Tell us, how was the club able to manage the challenge of COVID and being closed, having no golf for so long?
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, COVID threw up a whole different angle to us where, you know, members weren't able to get out there, and yet they paid subscriptions. They want to go out, they want to enjoy. You know, we have an older demographic up there who, you know, a lot of their focus is getting out there and playing golf. COVID was kind of strange because a lot of golf clubs have actually benefited hugely from the fact that people can play golf. And I know we were closed, and of course we had to manage the finances incredibly carefully. But strangely, we've actually benefited from COVID in one sense, that people are playing golf and people are coming. We had well over 100 new members last year. I think we're close to maybe 30, if not 40 new members this year. It's one of those areas that people feel safe in. It's very little chance of, thankfully, of catching this horrible disease that has ripped apart so many unfortunate families. But at the same time, it's a place where people can feel relaxed and enjoy the fresh air. Maybe not enjoy the golf all the time, and like myself, struggle on many occasions to even just find a golf ball. But it's a great place to just to get out, get the fresh air in, and feel comfortable about yourself.
Yeah, and mentally so good for people, and the satisfaction you can get out of, you know, playing a couple of good holes is fairly good, isn't it?
Well, it's rare that you'll go 18 holes and not have a hole, as they say, to bring you back the next day. It does happen. I mean, recently I didn't play very well. I won't tell the listeners how many golf balls I lost, but it was pretty ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, again, it's a place that I think that you get to challenge your friends. You know, we've been so lucky with the types of members that we have there. Everybody's very friendly, and we actually have the tag for many, many years as the friendly club. You can come up there, you can play, you'll always be welcomed. We're doing our best to make sure that any new members settle in very, very quickly. And you notice that between the ladies, the men's, the juniors, we have a really healthy club right now. And I think anyone coming up will be quietly surprised what a great, like I said, a great facility for you all.
I think people forget how lucky we are to have the wonderful facility in our town.
Oh, massive. If you ever come up there, and I did meet somebody one Sunday morning who said, you know, I've lived very close to this club and I'd never been here before, but it's spectacular. And this is before a lot of the work that we've done recently had taken place. The views up there on a sunny day, and yes, it'll always get a little bit of wind, but the views up there are spectacular. I've seen wedding cars arrive up just to get photographs on the practice screen, because with the backdrop to Youghal Bay, it's fantastic. And when you think about all the different places and locations around Ireland, there's no finer view. And the angles, you know, whoever thought about putting that clubhouse where it was, they really picked the perfect spot. I know it does take a battering from the wind, and there's things that we are challenged with, the trees. We've had so many storms over the last few years. I think in the last 4 to 5 years, we've lost nearly 500 trees.
Wow.
This last, during the COVID, while we were closed, we took the opportunity to plant nearly 500 replacement trees. There's a lot to come down. There's a lot of work. We have a great course manager there, and Joe Moore at the moment, who's totally engaged in it. And he works very closely with Tom Connolly, a local of Youghal, of course, lives right beside the club. And he is so educated in the whole world of horticulture and agriculture as well. And you know, he tells us what we should be putting in place. He tells us the types of trees that will survive there, what kind of bushes and even plants. We've even introduced 4, if not 5, new wildflower sections to the club, again, for pollination, to make the place, you know, a lot more friendly. We want to really think about nature. And it's strange when you think about a golf club with all the grass and all the trees, we're still thinking about what can we do better to enhance the whole natural world around us as well. It's not just about the golf, it's about what we actually do with that facility to make it more natural.
The club are very lucky, I suppose, to have so many passionate people and so many great people within the club.
Yeah, we've got great staff. I mean, the guys up there, and recently, unfortunately, Morris was slightly unwell. He's back with us, thankfully, back working again. But the guys there, they were there. I would walk past in the mornings at 6:30. They were already working. 7 o'clock at night, they were still on the course working. Totally dedicated to making sure that we have, you know, a maintained facility. And that was difficult as well. If you think about it, we still had to maintain the facility even while we were closed for many, many months. You can't just stop maintaining a golf course. If you do that, the challenge, the cost to try and bring it back to its former self would be huge. We have to continue to maintain it, continue to develop it, and make sure it's there for the members when they return. And of course, we at times, we didn't know when that return would be. The other side of it is a lot of these members that we have at the club were blessed. Now, we would love, of course, always more volunteers in the club, but we have a good group of volunteers around the clubhouse who look after the plantation areas that make the place look really welcoming, friendly with flowers and fauna. We also have, you know, volunteers that work within the clubhouse to make sure the place is painted and kept up to, the maintenance is kept up to date. It's just, you know, when we look at it, everybody, it is a small staff. We've only 4 people on the course and 1 person in the office. Everybody else is a volunteer. Now, we do have a franchisee who runs the restaurant. We'll talk about that in a second. And we have the club professional who's been there for over 30 years. And again, very dedicated to the success of the club. We're in a very lucky place.
Very good. We spoke on new members, as you said. Membership has been booming over the last year or so. Still open for membership, or what way does that work, Philip?
Absolutely. If you were interested in joining the club, it's just come up and visit us. Come up and speak to Liam in the pro shop, or we have a new lady in the office, Jennifer, who's taken over from Alexis. I do want to wish Alexis all the best by the way. She's retiring, and hope she'll get more time for golf, but she's been a fantastic supporter of the club and looked after us for many years, so she's retiring in the next week, and Jennifer's taken over that spot. And just come up to us, talk to us, tell us what you're interested in. For the ladies, actually, at the moment, this has been a real success story. There is a program that's been running for a couple of years called Get Into Golf, and my own wife went through this, and she beats me regularly because of this now, which
good
is
stuff.
Very unfortunate. But
we like to hear that.
Yeah, knowing the family she comes from, that's not a surprise. There's a few bandits in that family. But saying that, with the Get in the Golf program, coming off the course the other night, I was playing a practice match for the Bruin, and looking down to the practice area, it was full. It's actually the Get in the Golf program for the ladies is full at the moment. Unfortunately, we'd love to put more in there. There's 30 ladies at the moment trying out golf for the first time. It's fantastic to see that. We're just delighted with the response. And I'm sure our golf professional will be looking to see if we can do another one of those in the future. So please do, if you're interested, make sure you come up and speak to Liam and see when he could possibly do another one.
Fair play. That sounds very good and exciting. In terms of trespassers, I think that's always kind of been an ongoing problem. Like, yeah. Are they causing damage up there as well, Philip, or what exactly goes on there?
Yeah, unfortunately, the lockdown caused us a few issues. We had some situations, unfortunately, with people, a little bit of criminal damage done, some fencing taken down, and we try our best. Again, when you spend so much money and also the effort that the course team put into maintaining the place, it's rather disappointing to see some of the damage that can be done. And, you know, we don't want to lock down a place. We want people to be able to use the facilities and feel safe. We've had some unfortunate situations up there. There's been a few parties. We've had...
even in recent weeks, I'm hearing kind of, you know, negative stories from our own kind of Rayfields and the golf.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's been gatherings there. And, you know, it is concerning. We're all doing our best to be conscientious at this moment in time to try and protect all our families and friends. And then when these things happen, and it puts a lot of pressure on everybody. It puts a lot of pressure even on the Gardaí. They have to come in and, you know, unfortunately disperse this situation. I get the fact that, you know, we're all kind of, we've had enough of it, but I think it's only a matter of, you know, it's still only a small amount more time, and I think we'll be probably through the worst of things. And I would implore on people, just remember, everything that gets broken has to get fixed, and there's a cost. And sometimes, you know, we don't have the money to do those things, and we want to make sure that we have a fantastic facility for everybody in Youghal, and everybody's welcome to come up and enjoy that facility. But for golf, let's keep it for golf.
Yeah, exactly. Very well said. And just, I suppose, asking everyone just to respect the beautiful facilities we have here in Youghal. We certainly want to keep them that way. In terms of projects that the club has been working on or planned for the coming months, obviously you touched on the you know, the introduction there to golf as well, which is fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, we're working a lot on the club. We've recently refurbished the innards of the club, so that looks really, really great. And we did a lot of work during the lockdown to make sure the outdoor facilities look great. Mentioned to you about the trees. I mean, we've done some new designs on the course and under the stewardship of Joe and Tom. And I have to say, and again, the volunteers. So apart from the planting, we've bushes gone in. We're looking at developing the putting green up there. And it might say, well, it's a putting green. But we want to give a really nice, basically, presentation to those people who come up. What you find when you go to many of the, I suppose, the bigger clubs, the ones that are the Photos of the World and maybe some of the Trellis and the bigger ones, one of the things they always have is a fantastic facility for practicing your putting. And while we do have the putting green there, we want to make it a little bit more special for people that they can practice, they can be challenged, and really so they can develop their golf. The other side is we want to make it accessible as well. So make it the slopes are right there, so anybody with any accessibility needs, we make sure that's in place. And again, we can run different workshops as well for people. And we have done in the past, especially for the juniors. So we just want to try and enhance that whole feature there. We're also looking, and I know it sounds strange to your listeners, but even things like facilities for toilets. We're looking at putting a new toilet in on course, so that members and visitors alike and juniors and all feel comfortable being able to go, because it's a long round of golf, 18, and you can,
sure,
you can the legs can be tied before you get into the 18 to the clubhouse.
It can be a lot longer. Absolutely. If you're not playing well.
It can be, exactly. And if you're trying to find your ball all the time, it can be really difficult. But yeah, it's things like that that we want to do and make sure that we've got a better offering for members. But even this last week, we've opened up, you know, the outdoor dining has opened up, and we've put in new benches there. And, you know, again, we want to make it use to what we have on offer. It's the most beautiful scenery, and looking out, as I said, to the bay. Why not use it? Now, it can get chilly, it can get windy, of course, but it's still one of the nicest places in Youghal to sit, relax and enjoy.
It sure is. I see the recent advertisement for junior camps, as I was saying to you earlier on. I thought that was marvellous to see and really, really good value as well. Fantastic opportunity.
Well, we love the juniors up in the club to get more and more people. I was a junior in Cavan when growing up, and it's one of the safest environments that you could possibly be in. We have camps at the end of July and more camps at the end of June and the end of July. And if you're interested, if anybody's out there would like to maybe see how well their children will get on at it, please again feel free to contact Liam Burns, our club PGA professional, and he'll work on making sure you get signed up for the camp. The juniors are hugely important to the club. At the end of the day, we call it the future of the club. If, you know, with a good junior group, and we actually have a great junior captain at the moment in Christopher Buckley, what a talent. He's currently, you know, on the Cork teams there, and he's being developed by some of the best coaches in Cork and in Munster. So it's great to have an opportunity to be up there in that safe environment, learn that skill. And I think there's two parts to golf. Golf teaches you, one, to actually challenge yourself individually, but it's also a team sport at times as well. And working together and that camaraderie that builds up, that can be very important too. Strange to say, but there are life skills in it. You have to accept a bad shot. You have to, as you would have to accept something that happens in life, you got to get over to these things. And there are worse things in life than a bad golf shot.
It's a great foundation as well for young people growing up, isn't it, playing golf?
I think so. You know, I was very lucky in Cavan. I lived opposite Cavan Golf Course, and I was able to go across in the mornings before school and hit a few putts. But it's a place that I think, I I just found it.
Sorry to interrupt you, but respect is big.
Yeah, I mean, there's etiquette. I remember a guy called Phil Lawler. He was a pro. He's long gone, unfortunately. And the first thing you're taught is about basically what you should do and what you shouldn't do on a course. It's a dangerous environment. Balls fly in and fly out. You have to be aware. It's nice to be able to, I know it sounds funny, but it's nice to be able to dress well going up there. It's nice to be able to go out and present yourself well on the course and then be respectful to others on the course. I think golf, it's a very open sport. Anyone can actually play it. But at the same time, it should be a sport that you kind of say, well, let's see if I can learn the aspects of golf that's always been there, which is, you know, the etiquette side as well. It's important too.
Yeah, and if you can't play it, great. I know Liam offers great lessons up there.
He's given up on me, Barry. He's absolutely given up on me.
I've honestly spoken to a couple of people that have benefited from his lessons, so...
Well, you know what? Poor Liam, I think his heart is broken with a few of us. I don't think he'll ever get to. But at the same time, he's a PGA professional. He knows exactly what he's doing. And we're very lucky in the club to have him. Like, he spends so much time with the juniors and the ladies and a lot of the men as well that struggle. We'll always look for the free lesson, of course. We'll walk in the door. We go, Liam, you know, I'm just having a struggle with a putt there or the unmentionable, as we call it, the shank. And you know what? He'll give us something to work on. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, things start to go right. Liam's definitely an asset to the club.
Fair play to him. The Bear and Restaurant, they've been hearing great reports over the last year or so. I know they've been doing plenty of takeaway stuff as well. That has certainly went down a treat.
Yeah, we have a great franchisee in there, Chris O'Brien, and Chris and his team, and Peter and Pat and Christine and the rest of them. They've been fantastic. A few years back, we had nobody there. And Chris took on a hell of a challenge to come in and has helped us get to a really top standard with the clubhouse. Very unfortunate, of course, with COVID, because right now we have a brand new, you know, really renovated facility, but we have to sit outdoors and looking at it and just say, when will we get the chance to use it? And of course, we will in time. But the food that he's been able to produce, you know, within that environment and even the takeaway, it's been fantastic. The reviews that people are giving is just wonderful to hear that. And again, that's an enhancement for the members. It's also for the local community who've been so supportive during COVID as well and coming up and getting the takeaways. I know, you know, it's been very, very busy for him as well to make sure he's getting that out in time. And unfortunately, on times, I'd say that he's not able to take so much because on certain days that he will be very busy. But I have to say, you won't be disappointed with what you'll get from Chris. He's always top-notch.
Yeah, well worth checking that out. And if you're interested in joining the club or even playing around, who should you contact, Philip?
Oh, yeah, up to Liam. Come up to the club and just make it aware. A lot of people in Youghal, they know somebody who plays golf. And there's nothing nicer than going out with somebody who's a member. And I think every one of the members love to see a friend of theirs coming up and having a go at the golf. And you know what? It is a great place to have that challenge, that little camaraderie, that little bit of, you know, you can have a dig at somebody as well. Yeah. And see how well they get. There's always humour. And, you know, we have multiple societies across the bars of this town. And I know they all play in Youghal as well. And some of them are members and some of them aren't. But again, golf is a great fun sport. I think the older you get, when you start to lose the legs, the knees, the ankles, it's one of those sports that you turn to. But it doesn't have to wait until that point. Golf can be really good for everybody. And one, I would say to everybody, you know, it's not a men's sport. It's not a ladies' sport. It's not a junior sport. It's an everybody's sport. Come up and try it. We'd love to see more female junior members. We don't have a lot of them, and I'd like to see, we have a great lady, Roisin Connolly, up there, a fantastic golfer. And we'd like to see more of Roisin. There's some serious talent out there. It just needs to be tapped into. And, you know, we've so many kids in the schools up there. It'd be great to see some of them joining and seeing exactly what they could get, you know, they could learn from the golf.
You're selling it well, anyway, Philip.
Trying my best. I've been around golf since I was only 8 years of age, so that was a long time ago, Barry.
Brilliant. Father's Day is coming up. I'm sure they could support the local Youghal Golf Club. Plenty to get.
Well, when you think about it, you could go for green fees up there, you know, get your fat up there and get him out golfing, and some would say get him out of your hair. Then there's, of course, you know, the pro shop, and then Liam will be happily, you know, if you talk to Liam, great, fantastic apparel. It's not just for golf as well. Some of the clothes that Liam sells, I mean, I see many people wearing them around town, and it's great to see it. They're comfortable, you know, and they're for all weather. And we get all weather in Yarra, let's be honest. Think about the last couple of days with the fog. So this, and there really is, it really is great quality. And you know, he'll always look and see what he can do for you in a package. And then, of course, we got Chris. And Chris will be able to offer vouchers for the restaurant and the bar and restaurant there. So, again, it's a wonderful place to come, relax, sit, enjoy. Top-notch food, and you know what, I think you'll be quietly or pleasantly surprised of what you have on your doorstep.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Look, I think we've really covered everything, but look, once again, it's a fabulous facility here in Yall. As I said, we're blessed to have it, and just, I suppose, putting it out there for everyone to, you know, get in touch. And now, so more than ever, I think people are really, really appreciating going out, having a game of golf, just taking your mind off things and relaxing, well, trying to relax.
Well, let me finish with this. I kind of say, you know, I'm a blow in here to y'all. And I, you know, I was lucky enough to grow up in a golf course. But my golf course has nothing but what y'all has. Y'all has this fantastic facility, which is manicured. It's so well looked after, with so many people who are willing who spend so much time, giving their own time and effort up there. And this is y'all's golf club. This is something I think that y'all should be incredibly proud of. And I would ask all people, anybody in y'all who has any interest in coming up and trying golf, come on up. You'll love it.
Philip, we really appreciate you coming into CRY this evening and having this great chat and really keeping the listeners up to what's going on in the golf club. And I certainly really enjoyed that interview, and thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks, Barry. And I just want to wish everybody be safe out there and stay well.